Some of the most popular books each year are devoted to business. Many promise insight into how to make a company or its employees more productive. A few even tell a good story. Strategy in Business, a quarterly magazine for senior executives, has chosen its favorite business books of the year. Randall Rothenberg, the magazine's editor-in-chief, says the most popular books often follow what's been in the news.
This year, we find, unsurprisingly, an enormous spate of scandal books.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's probably the biggest category of the past 2 years. The number of Enron books alone would fill a small library.
Yeah. Well, give us a few of those.
Well, the one that the critics at Strategy in Business chose as the best is the book The Smartest Guys in the Room by Bethany McLean and Peter Elkind of Fortune magazine, because first it just has the richest, most detailed narrative, but it also had significant management takeaway. It talks in great detail about Ken Lay, the CEO's ability for self-denial and the tendency of his president, Jeffrey Skilling, to let his senior executives and others run wild, unmanaged. And so the book really lays out a portrait of management dysfunction around these two kind of dysfunctional characters.
Don't you get a lot of vanity autobiographies in this field, you know, like Trump or somebody?
Absolutely. You know, each year there are about 3,000 to 5,000 business titles put out by mainstream publishers. Most of those are sales books. In the legacy of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is a sales book. Another big category that, of course, began in the early 1980s are CEO memoirs. And so each year we try to cull through and say, what are the best? What are the ones that could actually teach you something about business? And for this year, there was an obvious winner, and that was Lou Gerstner's Who Says Elephants Can't Dance, which is his story about the IBM turnaround. And what distinguishes that from, say, Trump is it's not a book that's filled with I. It's really a book that details the organizational change and the processes and the things that IBM went through, and it carries good lessons that other senior executives can intuit.
It's a book called Moneyball on your list.
This is my favorite business book of the year, in large part because it's not a business book per se. It's a baseball book. At Strategy and Business, we have real thought leaders in different categories select the ones that they think are best. So we went to Charles Handy, who is arguably one of the most influential management scholars of the last century, to say, what's the best book on human capital and organization? And so he chose Michael Lewis's Moneyball, which, of course, is the story of Billy Beane, the general manager of the Oakland Athletics. And the story behind the story that I find so compelling is it's really a book business managers would understand, because it's about the metrics that matter. Figuring out what are the measurements that actually make a difference in your business versus the measurements you think make a difference, and how do you manage to those metrics?
Any discussion of sports these days is about business.
Well, it is true. Sports is business, and I think for the better part of the past century, we've kind of allowed ourselves to be fooled culturally into believing that professional sports were somehow part of a cultural underpinning rather than about a lot of people trying to make money by presenting entertainment.
There's a book on your list called Open Innovation. What's that about?
That's actually a fascinating book. Open Innovation is by Henry Chesbrough. We chose it as the top book of the year in the field of innovation. And it looks at a set of phenomena over the past several years that are most clearly associated with the open source movement and software. But what it's really about is the argument that companies can no longer keep their own innovations secret unto themselves, that the key to success is creating, in effect, an open platform around your innovations so your customers, your employees, and even your competitors can build upon it. Because only by that building will you create an ongoing, evolving community of users, doers, and creators.
Anything else on your list that you want to talk about?
One of the categories this year was values. There has been a rise in the number of books about values in business. The one that we chose as the number one in that category is The Support Economy by Shoshana Zuboff and James Maxman. And the subtitle really tells an important part of the story. It's Why Corporations Are Failing Individuals and the Next Episode of Capitalism. There's been a trend going on for years about the focus on the people side of the business equation. And values books like The Support Economy are all about that. They basically prove through good mustering of statistics that the success of a company is based on its ability to serve the emotional, intellectual, moral, and in a way communitarian needs of the people who work for that organization. Because your joy at going to work and in doing business is really about the joy of the people around you. Do you like them? Do you like the mission that you're on? Is it fulfilling? So in this category of books, the Zuboff book kind of stands out as really holding senior business executives to task for creating those kinds of values-laden companies.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Randall Rothenberg is editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business Magazine. A list of the magazine's top business books for this year is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.